Welcome to the podcast, the last one of 2025, Nothing But Net, the head coach at the University of Maryland, undefeated and number 7 in the country, Brenda Fries. Coach, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me, Debbie. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. I know you're celebrating with the guys. What are the guys getting under the tree this year?
Besides Cole?
They're on the naughty list?
No, not at all. These two fine young men, lots of surprise. They actually don't, they're teenagers. So how much do you really want besides clothes and money?
Yeah, money, experiences. They get that, plenty of those with you, traveling around the country with you. It's awesome. I do want to say this, when I've called and left a voicemail for you, I do love the fact that you left the boys' voice on there. They're so young when they recorded your voicemail. It's adorable. It's absolutely cool.
Yeah, the beautiful thing is their generation, they don't even wait to leave a message on voicemail. So they have no idea that will never be removed.
I love it. It's great. Well, 13-0 and having a heck of a year. I mean, just incredible the way your team has come together. Tell us a little bit about how it's going.
Yeah, every year when you coach, it gets harder and harder, and you never know what that chemistry is going to be like. But I'll have to tell you, and oftentimes you reflect, you go into Christmas and you need a break from your team and a reset. But for me and our staff, I mean, we don't feel that way at all. I mean, this team, we love to coach. Their chemistry is unbelievable. It's been just a thing of beauty to be able to watch when you look at, just injury after injury that we've had. We've lost two starters. When you talk about Leia Bartelma and KK Smichael going down, not being able to have Bruce McDaniel back this season, Ava McKinney. So we've had a lot of adversity, but this group has just kind of got even tighter and stronger as a result of it. And it's just been really, an awesome thing to be able to see, and a lot of fun to coach. They believe, they trust. We'll talk about that Minnesota game. I still have so many coaches talking about that game and have used that game as an example to be able to teach to their teams. So it really is a definition of what this team is all about, that they'll never quit and they fight for each other.
Brenda, for as long as you've been doing this, every year, every season, at some point, every team will face some sort of adversity. And you faced it early, but you've been able to adjust. What does that mean for, after the holidays with this group, since you enjoy them so much?
Well, hopefully we can get healthy. I know we've been going into this break, we had to shut down Taylor Poffenberger for a little bit and Addie Mack, so players that are still able to go. So this rest and this reset is really important for us. But then it's go time. I mean, we know what the league looks like in the Big Ten, seeing about 9 or 10 teams ranked in the top 25. And it's going to be a battle every night, but I'm glad I'm getting my sleep now, because come right after the holidays, that's not going to happen. But I love it, the thrill of competition. But, I love going against all these coaches in league, because they're so good. They make you better as a coach, and so many great rosters that are out there. So that's going to prepare us for postseason and for March.
The Big Ten is certainly loaded. There's no question about it. And you're going to have to make the trip out west this year. Is that right? Did you make that trip last year?
Yeah. We go this year to USC and UCLA. Rotates every year. We had Oregon and Washington last year. So, again, there's no easy game. Whether you're at home, whether you're on the road, you're going to have to bring it every single night.
It's fun because it's packed arenas, it's good basketball, and as you mentioned, the coaches in the league are outstanding. It's really fun to watch. Let's talk about the 2026 celebration of 20 years since your national championship. It is so hard to believe that, because we still see all of those players around and involved in the game, it seems. I run into Tolliver all the time. I just absolutely love spending time with Christy, or seeing Laura Harper coaching on the sidelines, or just your whole roster there, having them back in the beginning of January to celebrate. What is this going to be like, and what are the plans that you can tell us? I mean, this has got to be absolutely just amazing for your current team, but also to celebrate all those great personalities and players that you have hanging in the rafters that you're building.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be an incredible weekend. You blink and you're like, where did 20 years go? And You know, almost everyone is coming back. I love the fact that Jay Duran is coming back all the way from Israel with her family. But response for everyone on this team, almost the majority of everyone will be here. And it's going to be a big celebration over the weekend. I know we have a great event planned through the weekend. Saturday is a big dinner that we're hosting. Most of them have not seen the new basketball facility, the Barry P. Gossett Performance Center. So I'm excited for them to see that. They're going to be very jealous, but very happy for your team. And then on Sunday, there's another event. We have Pam Ward coming in to be able to host a fireside chat and is going to come in. And there's an event leading up to the game that people can be a part of and see the national championship team. I'm actually going to speak at it even before the game, and then we'll be recognized before the game so I can be a part of it, as well as you know, some things at halftime. So rightly, you know, so with this team, you know, again, you know, one for them to see. I'm excited for this current team to be able to be a part of this week as well. It's so fitting with this group right now that they get to see this national championship team, because I think really highly of this year's squad.
So let's talk about this new facility. It's hard to believe that you haven't had one, and now you have this incredible, modern, up-to-date, like the latest technology. What's that been like, having that place to go to rehab your team, to recover, and to practice?
Yeah, I pinch myself every single day. First of all, my office has the best view of campus as well as inside. And so just, again, you know, 23 years to see this come into play. But more importantly, for our athletes to see, they're here all the time, hanging out in their lounge, in their locker room, in the massage chairs, in the, you know, the ice bath, the hot tub, weight room, as well as the basketball court, getting shots up. And again, be more fitting because this group works, and they understand getting in the gym. How many times I look down and see, you know, a Yarden or a Sale or Luciati in there getting shots on the gun. But then, you know, Leo is the first one to take, you know, all the you know, hydrotherapy and any kind of treatment you could get. So it's just great to be able to see them utilize it. And and even for, you know, our pros to come back. You know, Francis Tiafo, you know, hit me up and was like, I think because I'm the only coach he knows here in New York. But Francis and I have always had a great relationship, and we always have our alums come back. And I love it. They're coming in to use the weight room, use our athletic training facility. You know, we're Maryland through and through, and we want them in.
We have had a great start to college basketball. You have had a great start to college basketball. And there's been a lot of great individual performances. I've seen a lot of players drop big numbers. But to do what your team did on the road at Minnesota, that is absolutely ridiculous. I don't even know which stat or which number is more impressive than another. But you've been kind enough to take us through some of those magical moments, is what I would call them. About the end of that game. So we want to go inside what you're thinking, the strategies, all the things that you're doing at the end of this game. So sort of take us through what's happening here, Brenda.
Yeah, you know, I mean, this is in regulation, and obviously we're up three with a minute to go. So, you know, for us, it's, you know, we want to play fundamental defense. You know, we're really just trying to make them have to take a difficult shot. You're hoping you can, you know, defend without fouling, being aggressive. I thought Minnesota had a great take here, and one, which was a really, really impactful one we weren't trying to have happen. So it puts them at the free throw line, you know, and, you know, tie ball game. Then, you know, fortunately, we have a timeout. So we made a position, you know, with this timeout, we wanted to have a play for Yarden. We had been having a lot of success off of the Iverson here. So, you know, go ahead.
Are you thinking anything about the time? Like, are you trying to take it down all the way to the end of the shot clock, or are you looking for your best shot here?
We're really, you know, blend of both, but looking for our best shot. We actually had a lot of success all of this between the slip, and the pick and roll, but really trying to find, you know, our best shot in here.
So you're coming off the Iverson, and Okay, Garzon, who is the player of the week this year week, by the way, in the Big Ten?
Yeah, exactly. And didn't have it between her and Taylor. But unfortunate, almost turnover there with the pass, but hustle plays, a lot of contact in there. No call, gotta fight through it to a travel call.
What about that travel call? Are you allowed to say?
Well, I think I was a little bit more concerned with all the contact, but it was a travel. I will say it was a travel.
Did she have possession is what I was thinking while I was watching it. But okay, yeah. Let's move on.
Yeah, exactly. So last possession here, right, with tie score. But actually, I went zone, and some people probably with, the host, Key Kid, had already hit eight threes. And but I just felt like, in game, in my gut, like a change of defense. They were getting downhill on us a lot. So you pick your poison. And for us, it was playing the zone there. So now
they're up. We're in overtime.
Yep. So now we're in overtime. Yeah, played it back and forth, and we're playing the possession. End up having to make a foul, which puts us down five, and we have no timeouts here. So
this is where it gets really crazy. Okay, most people turned off the TV by now.
Slightly so, understood. But Addie Mack pushing it, and here you go with Yarden, and she's just loves those kind of clutch free throws. And what I'll say here, pretty cool. Two freshmen here, Rainey Wilson, Addie Mack, in the game, first high level game. Addie Mack from Minnesota, and know that we've got to pick up, we've got to foul, be aggressive, but really a heads up play by them, like when to trap and being able to get the turnover. But this play was for Yarden completely, with being able to get the ball in a little ISO set and being able to force, to tie the game.
This is a direct feed. So you ISO her and she just, because you've made some threes, it's hard to pinch on that and help. Right. I mean, that's a quick, you got to be thinking quick in that moment. That's a really good play call.
Yeah, she wants those moments, which is awesome. So again, 6 seconds is still a lot of time, five and a half, just, making sure we kind of make that pressure hard. And here we go, double overtime. So you get into this double overtime, and we have a lot of silly fouls going down the stretch. That's probably where I was pinching myself at this point, man, if this game doesn't go our way, we're going to pinch ourselves for all the silly fouls. But,
you're down nine with a minute to go.
Down nine. There's a fearless freshman, Addie Mack, going aggressively to the rim and being really aggressive to take the shot. So, again, got to go foul and be able to, hope they miss some free throws. Minnesota is a really good free throw shooting team, though.
Let me just put this in context. Minnesota is going to win a lot of games this year. This is an excellent basketball team. I watched them in the Bahamas at Baja Mar, and they are tough. This is a big win on the road. They're going to win a lot of games.
They really are.
So you're down nine. Okay. All right. Sorry. I'm so excited about, I couldn't believe the finish of this. Okay.
Right. Down nine again, Addie Mack going in there aggressively. We get the tie up to out of bounds play. I run this play actually for Addie. She's from Minnesota, and expecting that, she's, going to want to make a play, but Sailor makes the play with the slip, Yarden sees her, but we get her to the free throw line. So that helped us obviously a little bit more there.
Does Minnesota have timeouts at any point here?
Right now they have one. We have one timeout here. And down seven.
We can't speak to Dawn's philosophy here, but for you, I'm asking you about your philosophy here. Are you saving one to make sure you can inbound the ball? Is that probably what I was thinking that maybe she was considering?
Yeah, I think you have to know your team and whether they can handle pressure or not, or you know, maybe you're saving it for one trip, maybe not the second, you know, again, it's hard to say in the moment. So many things are going your way and where things are at. For us, we were in impactful foul trouble. We had already lost Izzy to foul trouble. Alucci had four fouls. She played the entire period after that with no fouls. Sailor, Yarden. So we were in some serious foul trouble, too. So we put on full court press. Just, you know, again, this probably for me was the play of the game. Again, Kendall Walker, freshman, comes in, reads that play all the way from half court and had only played, 10 seconds before that, the only minute in the game she's played. So just to make that play, make her free throw, now we go back and trap again, and Alucci, you know, makes the read. So what was that, 6 points and 6 seconds?
So in the history of the game, this is going to go down as one of the most incredible comebacks ever. There can't be anything that anybody or any time, you have to refresh my memory on historically, if anyone has done what you're getting ready to finish here.
You know, I don't know the stats, but, you know, looking back, it was just incredible to be a part of. But hopefully, I will say this team likes making history. They've already made it defensively with the lowest point total. And this, again, is kind of the makeup of this team, that why they're so fun to coach, because you're never out of a game because of their belief in us, the coaching staff, as well as each other. So, you know, their ball, we were going to put this out. We weren't trying to foul here. I kind of felt like, you know, they were going to shoot it and still have plenty of time with our timeout left. So, could have challenged that call. I think it was off of Minnesota, but I only had one timeout left. So that one, those are hard now.
Ooh, that's a tough one, right? Yeah, you got to really think. If you use this timeout and you don't, and it's not right, then you're done.
We had to play off it.
So you're relying on your defense here.
We are, and so again, you know, 6 second spread, which I felt like even they'd shoot it at, you know, 18, 17, we'd have plenty of time. So we weren't trying to follow here. Almost got a foul there with the Lucci. Just trying to speed them up. That, again, was Yarden on her own.
That's the one right there. Ooh. That's when you know the basketball gods are smiling on you on that play right there. Because your kids were look like scramble, you know, trying to put some pressure on them, bring two to the ball, see if they can, because they had not handled pressure to that point.
Yep, exactly. So this game, obviously, we drew up, looking actually to go to Sailor. More so, you know, in the corner with the playback for Yarden, but actually Sailor made the lead, you know, after she was being overplayed. So, again, players making plays. I'd love to say we drew it up exactly like that, which we didn't. But, you know, just players making plays and understanding defensively. You know, defending without falling.
I mean, okay, what is the elation like? Like, you go to the locker room after this, and what can you possibly say to them?
You know, I don't know why I wasn't expecting the whole water shower when I came in. I think I was just so stunned, relieved, excited, happy for this group. Not a lot of things to be able to say, but to celebrate, to be able to come off of it. These games are so impactful. We know that in conference play. The early December games are hard. We've just received news. We literally had one practice without KK to get ready for this game. So, again, just a lot of adversity for this team going on the road against, like you said, really, really well-coached, really good team in Minnesota. You know, anytime you have to go on the road and play. So, you know, just, happy for our group to be able to come out with a really impactful win.
How many times have you watched the end of that game?
Not a lot. You know, I had to rehab it, obviously, for this. But I think in coaching, like anything you do, you're on to the next and the next scout and preparing. You don't have a lot of time to be able to, you know, live back in that moment. But, you know, definitely, you know, I think probably the proudest is just every time you still run into someone where they share with you just a teachable moment for the team, or when I'm out recruiting and see coaches, or just even regular people who have turned on the TV to watch. You know, I think that's the cool thing, was just seeing that, you know, I probably had 150 text messages after that game. So you know how many people are watching that game when, yeah, when you get your phone and you're like, whoa, I guess that was a moment. We must have been the, you know, ESPN alert, you know, a watch game that people turned on.
6 points in 6 seconds. 9 points in 8 seconds. Is that right?
Sounds right.
It's something crazy like that. It's just, I mean, personally, I just can't get tired of watching it. I think it's just absolutely phenomenal. And thank you for taking us through all your thoughts and why you made certain decisions around possession and timeout and where the ball was, all those things. You knowing your team and personnel. You mentioned Addie Mack being from Minnesota, knowing how much, you know, that kid wanted to win in her home state. I mean, all those things factor in, right? When you have won at the highest level, like you have won, and you have coached for as long as you have coached, I know you've never experienced anything quite like that, because historically that's never happened, but it's a magical moment inside a season where you expect to have a lot of moments, right? Because your league is good. Your schedule's tough. Your team is good. When you go through what you just went through against Minnesota on the road, how do you use that, or do you reference it, or can you put it in context, like in moments in games when you need to remind them, or you just need to inspire them?
I think it's been exactly right. I mean, we're going to lean into these moments, but I think coming out of it, it's been the response by the players. It's just given them even a stronger inner belief of confidence. We came back and 3 days after that, we played Delaware State. And the response by most teams would be to take your foot off the pedal and relax. You know, you're emotionally drained. That was a draining stretch. And that team came out and probably played the best 40 minutes they've played. And, you know, held them defensively, broke a school record, lowest point total. Again, the opponent, you know, it doesn't matter. They never scored in double figures because of the mindset of the team. And even our week of practices and finals, I've read where some people have had terror, it's been our best week that we've ever had in this program. And so that's been kind of the cool moment. Wow. Of just being the response from this team, that they legitimately kind of know they belong, and just the confidence that they've received from us.
So if I'm running a clinic every summer moving forward, I'm asking you to speak, because I want to know about situations at the end of the game, how much you practice them, how much you prepare your team in time and score situations while you're working on other things. I mean, you've always traditionally been one of the top defensive rebounding margin teams in the country. That's without saying. You've always been a great 3-point shooting team. But tell me about situations, Brenda, and why those are so important to work on all the time.
Yeah, because you never know what's going to come up. I think for us, we do it in a variety of ways. We validate different things offensively, defensively within our practices. So our players are prepared, and very similar to as coaches have used this game. I have between our video guy and our staff, anytime you watch a men's game, or women's game, situations that are out there, we steal and we'll sprinkle those into to our film sessions. So not always are you physically going through them, but just the fact that you can learn from them. That end of the Minnesota game defensively, we have a full court press in and different things, but that was players making plays and making reads, same thing offensively. So the more you can continue to build that IQ, the better you can do.
Yeah. Physically gifted and skilled, high IQ, undefeated and number 7 in the country right before the holidays. Merry Christmas, Coach Freeze. I hope you and your family have a great holiday. And I can't imagine wrapping anything better under the tree than a 13-0 record. Congratulations so far. And you're welcome back anytime on Nothing But Net. We love having you on, and we love seeing you.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Debbie. It's always a pleasure. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and go Terps.